Welcome to today's Dig Bible Study Method podcast. Glad you're here. I've got my Bible and my coffee and my dogs here with me today, too. So grab your Bible. We'll get started. Coming to you from Four Oaks, North Carolina today. And I'm looking forward to studying the Bible with you, wherever you may be in this world. I know the Lord has us here together to study His Word. So get your Bible. We'll get started. Hope you had time to get your Bible. We're going to go ahead and get started in a moment, but first I have some exciting news. One of the things that we love here on the podcast, of course, is to study our Bible, and also we love to learn and train with the Dig Bible Study Method as a tool. But I want to give you something else, and we're going to start a journey today as we go through together, and that is we're going to start going through the weekly lessons that we used for our church's kids program that we use on Wednesday nights. We created something called the Bible Diggers for Kids, where kids dig the Bible, and we based it on the framework of the Dig Bible Study Method. So every week we moved through the Bible. We did the entire Bible in 1 year, and it's about 26, 27 lessons. And so what we're going to do is take each one of those for a podcast and just do those together. And it may be something that you'd like to do for your church. We offer it for free. The first year we went straight through the Bible. The second year we're planning on doing the life of Christ. And then the third year we'll do basic Bible doctrines. And these are all for kids, but you can use it for any Bible study. So if you need to do a Bible study, maybe teach one, this may be something where you can go through this together and then help you prepare for whatever lesson you need to do. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to start with our week one lesson. And our week one was just basing the whole thing on the Bible. So go ahead and get your Bible and turn to Psalm 119, verse 105. And that's what we're going to do today, just one verse. And I'm going to lead you through this. And then if you want to get the Bible Diggers curriculum or the lesson plans, you can get on to digbiblestudy.com. You can find the links available to download the whole first year absolutely free. It's a great alternative to maybe Awana or some others that maybe cost money or maybe take a lot of resources. We just found that Bible Diggers was a great fit for us to not only teach our kids Bible stories, but also train them in how to read their own Bible. And one of the other things that's great about it is it's not a huge resource drain on all the people that you have on your church. You'll need some volunteers, but for the most part, it's just a really great format that the Lord has put together. So hope you can use it. But let's go through this together. We're going to do Psalm 119, verse 105. And again, I just want to review our Dig Bible Study Method. The Dig Method has three steps represented by the acronym DIG for Dig. And so step one is D, which just simply means details. We're going to go through the details of the verse. In this particular case, one verse, we're going to look for any details there. Names, pronouns, verbs, anything. Any details that are right in the passage, because those details are important. You know, if you look at anything in your life and you just kind of look at the details, you find out that those bring a lot of meaning. I mentioned I've got my dog in here with me today. Her name is Honey, and Honey is just absolutely awesome. One of the best dogs I've ever had. The only dog I've ever had that could play fetch. And she's just absolutely loyal. She'll just stay by your side. She wants to be with you where you are. She wants to obey you. She wants to learn, and she wants to know how you want her to act. She's just a great dog. She doesn't demand food. She just kind of eats when she's hungry, and Honey is just a great dog. So as I've described her, you've just heard all these little details about her and her loyalty. That was a detail. Her desire to obey, that was a detail. She's got a golden coat. That's why we call her Honey, and she's sweet. And so these are all the details about Honey. So what about a verse? When you go to the verse, you know, just like Honey has all these details that kind of give a whole lot of meaning to who she is. As you look at a verse or a passage, you're going to find details in there that lend a lot of meaning. So let's look for those together. And then we go to step two, which was represented by the I. We had D for details, and now we have I for interwoven. And this is how the passage was purposely put together by God into the, in this instance, a poem or a song. And in some cases, it's a letter or a story or a gospel or something like that. But we want to see how it all interconnects the way God intended it. And so we just always read through the passage straight through together. We don't want to get hung up on any one detail. We want to see them all put together as they were intentionally interwoven together. Just like with a dog again, Honey, we don't see her for just any one detail, but they all are put together into one dog, one awesome little pooch that we've got for our family. So we'll read through and just see how the details that we've been studying are put together in one complete package. And then we go from D for details and I for interwoven into the last step, which is G for God. What is God trying to say about himself in the passage? And what does he want to teach us about himself that also connects with us as his followers? So let's go through the study today. It may not be too long because we've only got one verse, but we'll see what the Lord does with this. So let's take a look. Psalm 119, verse 105. If you can find it real quick, says this: "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So it's a quick verse. Let's look at the details in that one verse real quick. What were some of the details you saw? Well, first of all, I just look at that first word, your. Here's David writing a psalm. He's not writing it to his wife. He's not writing it to his kid. He's writing it to God. Your. This is your word. And again, when he's talking about word, certainly there is the power of the living word as it's represented in Jesus, but Jesus hasn't come in the flesh, being born of Mary yet. This is talking about scripture. He's talking about the word of God. So your word, God, this is God's word. And then he says that it's something that is important. He calls it a lamp to his feet. And so, you know, back in that day, they couldn't go over to the wall and flip a switch and then suddenly have a light. They had these lamps. They were these little containers, like a bowl almost, and they would have a little wick that would come out the side. They would light that wick, and inside that bowl was oil that would travel up that wick, and it was a lamp. And that was the way they would create light in a space where maybe there wouldn't normally be light, in a dark room or in a cave. They would have a lamp and they would carry it with it. And where normally there would be darkness, suddenly there's this lamp that would provide the light that they needed. And he says specifically here, it's a lamp to his feet. It provided a safe way to be able to view where his feet were to go. And if he's to walk there, not only is it providing safety for his feet, but he's trying to keep his step. He's trying to go forward. He's trying to move in a way where he will not stumble. And so this lamp is critically important because it's going to lend an opportunity for him to ultimately move forward safely. That reminds me when I was younger, my dad used to be a school teacher, and we would get there super early because he had to go to meetings and prepare lesson plans and just different things in the morning. So my two brothers and I would get there early, and one of the other teachers had a son, and he would get together with us in the morning. And since my dad was the PE teacher and the basketball coach, we had access to the gym. And so we'd come up with all kinds of games in that gym. And one of the funny ones that we came up with was this, this game. We called it Frisbee in the Dark. What we would do is we'd get in there and we would pull out all the Frisbees from the PE closet. We would turn out all the lights, and then we'd stand on opposing ends of the basketball court with just these Frisbees in our hands. You couldn't see other people, and you would just chuck these Frisbees toward the other people, hoping that by the time they reached the other end, you would hear, oh, you would just hear the other guy just kind of get beamed in the head or something, or take one in the gut. You couldn't see anything. It was completely dark in there. But what you found as your eyes adjusted, what you could eventually start to do is there actually was some light in there. There was a little bit of light coming from the exit signs that the fire department demanded places to have over the doors. And so you could find that if you could kind of get in the right direction from those exit signs, you could actually see a little bit. And so you would just kind of wait for the shadows. You could see forward because that little bit of light that was in the midst of that darkness. And then suddenly when you saw your Frisbee in the Dark enemy across the way through that exit light sign, you'd he would just fling that frisbee toward him. But that little bit of light was enough to kind of guide you with where you needed to aim, where you needed to go with that frisbee. And this is really what it's saying in that verse, you know, that the word of God is a lamp. It's something that illuminates in the midst of darkness to know where to go, to know what to target. And again, as we continue reading the verse and looking at the details, it expands on that and says, it's a light to my path. You know, it's something where it provides something of a benefit, whereas normally you might be lost or not have the ability to clearly see where you're moving. This says to my path, the place where I'm supposed to walk, where I have to look forward to where I'm supposed to go. I can actually see it because your word, God, the scripture, what you say to me is a light to my path. And so these are important things that is being discussed here, and certainly we're finding that true as we study together with the Dig Bible Study method. But it's true whether we're using the method or not, that we're learning Scripture because His Word is important to illuminate where our feet are to go and where our path is. And you know, He's not talking like our Bible has a magic flashlight in it that literally shines down at our feet, though certainly God might use His word to direct where to go at a particular day, at a particular time. But what He's talking about is life, that this is an opportunity in a very poetic way. He's saying this is an opportunity for where I'm supposed to go in life, where my spirit should be going, where my mind should be thinking, where my heart should be loving. These things are all directed, are all given insight by the word of God showing me where to go and what to do. It's critical that His word would show us those things. So David's describing that in this song. What a great verse, particularly as we begin this journey through the Bible Digger's lessons, that we would recognize that we're not just learning stories. The things that we're going to learn in here are directing our path. They're going to shed light not only on maybe when we come to stories about David, where he walked and what he was doing, but it's going to shed meaning into our life and show us where God wants us to go, most particularly towards Him. So those are the details that I see. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So that was step 1D in the Dig Bible Study method for details. So let's go to I. And again, this one's going to be simple today because we just have one verse. But this one, go ahead on your own time and see how it fits into the whole rest of the chapter. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in all the Bible, but it's a great chapter because it's talking most in particular about the Word of God. It's all about the Word of God and just how much David loves it, how his soul longs for it and the Lord's salvation through it. So go ahead and read the whole thing on your own, but I'm just going to read at this time for Interwoven, the second step. I'm just going to read this one verse again. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Good. So that's steps 1 and 2, D and I. So let's go to step 3. What is this passage revealing about God to us? What's He trying to tell about Himself to us? Well, let's look at a couple things here together. One of the things that I love about this is that it expresses to us that God's word is true. One of the things that the world has trouble with is seeing the word of God and thinking, well, He's not telling us the truth. He's somehow trying to trick us. He doesn't just want us to have good times or, you know, but God has consistently shown that His word is true, that He's going to be faithful, that whatever He says is going to be right. When He makes a promise, He's going to come through. So one of the things about light that's interesting is it reveals what's true. Whether something is good or something is evil, God's word exposes it as being true. We can totally know that. Just the same way that when we're fumbling with something in the dark and we need to know what exactly we're holding or what we're examining in order to know the truth, we flip the light on so that we can see exactly what it is. And that's God's word. It exposes things and shows it to be true. God's word is true. And so we can trust it. And I love that. And another thing about how God is revealing Himself in here is that not only is God's word true, but also shows us the right way in life. He's not trying to steer us off a cliff. He's not trying to take us towards danger. You know, like we find in John chapter 10, it says that the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy, but not Jesus. Jesus, his goal for people is that by his word, he would show us the right way in life, because he desires health. He desires for his sheep to be fed. He desires for us to understand and to know his wisdom and to know his love and to know where we're to go in life. And so he's not going to do things that are harmful to us. It reminds me of the time we have a treehouse. I know if you've listened to our first podcast that you know about the treehouse, but I just always remember this one time that we needed to go out there, and it was dark. It was late at night, and you know, it's a treehouse you got to climb up into, and to go out into the yard, into the dark, to walk through our property, to get up the ladder, across the deck, and into the door. To do that in the dark is really dangerous, and if you're not careful in the midst of all that, you might step in a divot. You might you know, trip on a stick, or, you know, this is North Carolina, you might step on a snake or something like that. So I was glad that when we were walking out to the treehouse, we had a light. You know, we had a flashlight that we could use to illuminate our way, and it would show us the right way to go, what dangers might be there, and where there were obstacles, where there were things that we needed to be aware of, that it actually helped us to know. Like when we had to actually use some effort and climb up a ladder safely, it helped us to see where we were going. And so this is God's word true. It shows us the right way in life. And it's important for us to know that he's trying to help us. He's not trying to do harmful things to us. Ultimately, his word is leading us to Jesus, because he doesn't just want to lead us into rules. His desire isn't to lead us into a bunch of law that we can't fulfill anyway. His hope is that we would be led to Jesus. And his word is there so that we would understand the grace of God and what he did through Jesus on the cross to remove our sin and to put it on Christ as a substitution for us, so that we would then have Christ's righteousness, that we then would be set free, that we would then live in him, and not according to rules, but live for him in relationship, knowing that when we obey him, that's where we find our joy. And the word of God totally reveals those things to us, so that we can be aware that he's not doing this to trick us. He's not doing this just to cause hardship in our lives. He's doing this to bring us joy too. He's doing it for the sake of his name, but also to be full of love towards us. It's awesome. So that's what I see today in our Bible study. I hope that was valuable to you as we looked at Psalm 119, verse 105. And I encourage you to take a crack at the Dig Bible Study method, maybe at some other verses right here in Psalm 119 or wherever the Lord may lead you in the Bible. But I'm glad that you joined us today. I know that it takes some effort and a little bit of time out of your day to listen to these things, but I hope it's valuable to you. Send me some feedback, if you would, to jason@digbiblestudy.com, or get on our website and let us know what you think. Looking forward to more podcasts. And my hope is that in future weeks, not only will we continue with our Bible Digger curriculum, our lessons, but also my hope is that in weeks to come, I'll start bringing some guests on and study with them together, so you can see how it works with other people involved. But again, I'm praying that the Lord continues to reveal himself to you through his word. I'm hopeful that the Dig Bible Study method is a great tool that you can use in your daily Bible study with the Lord. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a good day.